Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
But first, our top story is developing now. An announcement from Hallis Hall raising new questions about the home of the Chicago Bears and whether it might be moving. WBBM Cisco Cotto is live in the newsroom with late details.
Lisa, a statement from the Bears president and CEO Ted Phillips released a little more than an hour ago confirms the team has put in a bid for the Arlington International Racecourse property in Arlington Heights. Churchill Downs owns the horse racing track and plans to sell the facility. In the statement, Phillips says in part that it's the team's obligation to explore every possible option to ensure they're doing what's best for the organization and its future. The Bears' lease at Soldier Field runs through 2033, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the team has asked for changes to its agreement. The stadium is the oldest and smallest in the NFL and lost its status as a National Historic Landmark after it was renovated in 2002. Live in the newsroom, Cisco Cotto, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meantime, Mayor Lightfoot believes she can still get significant changes to the elected school board bill passed yesterday by state lawmakers. She says it still has many flaws.
The size of the board, 21, we're the largest elected school board in the country, is only 9. The fact that the 21 can set their own compensation without any checks and balances and build, not only pay themselves whatever they want, but build a huge bureaucracy, dollars that, in my view, should be pumped back into the system.
After the bill passed the House, a procedural move kept it from going directly to Governor Pritzker. The mayor says she expects to have real negotiations for the first time on the issues in a couple of months. The governor today said he'll sign the legislation if it reaches his desk. Well, the governor, meantime, is also opening the state's checkbook in the latest effort to encourage people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live on the newsline with what the state announced today.
Lisa, the governor says the best reason to get vaccinated is to protect yourself and others from COVID-19. But if that's not enough, today he announced the all-in for the win vaccine lottery this summer. He hopes that's going to provide an extra incentive.
Starting July 8th and throughout the summer, the Illinois State Lottery will be drawing names for cash prizes ranging from $100,000 to $1 million. And for kids, they can win a Bright Start 529 college savings plan worth $150,000 each.
Pritzker says any Illinois resident who has at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine is automatically entered. The Illinois Department of Public Health will notify winners. He says only those people who have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine by July 1st will qualify for the first drawing on July 8th. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A controversial 6-year restoration of the historic pavilion at the Indiana Dunes State Park is now complete, and a restaurant and rooftop bar is set to be open in the coming weeks.
The $5 million restoration of the pavilion caps off years of controversy over what some saw as politically connected developers being handed public land and over liquor sales in a park where alcohol is not allowed. The building, says DNR Director Dan Bortner, is an iconic representation of the park's early history and use.
The construction of the historic Indiana Dunes State Park Pavilion began in 1929.
He noted back then it housed a fine dining restaurant.
It was our desire to restore this facility to its original use.
Tom Collins of Pavilion Partners, the developers.
From a design element standpoint, you'll see wood elements that reflect the dunes in nature. mixed in with Art Deco and some of the original designs of the building.
A restaurant that seats 175 and a rooftop bar that seats 125 are opening in the coming weeks. In the Dune State Park, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The FBI has raised a reward for $25,000 for information leading to the arrest of a man wanted in the death of 7-year-old Jaslyn Adams. The girl was shot to death as she and her father were waiting in the drive-thru of a Westside McDonald's last April. 22-year-old Devante DeVucci Anderson was charged with first-degree murder, and a warrant was issued for his arrest. Authorities say he's known to have connections here in Illinois, Indiana, and in Florida.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.